Hello and welcome to the 21st episode in the third season of the Hijinx TV podcast. It is I am he is we, and together we are the host of Hijinx TV. I am your friendly local neighborhood Jake Nutbutt, here to bring you another entertaining podcast full of entertainment and sprinkled with some surprises throughout. What are those surprises going to be this podcast? You are asking yourself. You are asking nobody, actually. Anyway, this podcast is going to be about, obviously, like what all the other ones are about. They're going to be about stuff. They're going to be about things. And we're going to be talking about stuff and things and then discussing those stuff. Wow, Matt. Nice stroke. All right. Well, I don't remember exactly what we have planned for this podcast, but like I said in the last podcast, we're going to be getting things back to the way it used to be. Back when Dick was happy and didn't give two shits about other stuff that was going on that's not controllable, and it is what it is, buddy. So, sit back, relax, and away we go!
And I just want to thank you for being more How do you spell this word? I need to get Dick. Okay, where's he at? I knew he was down this hall somewhere. Not in that room. Dick! Where you at, Dick?
Bad man, what the fuck are you yelling for, man? I was trying to take a shit.
What do you mean trying? Were you done? Or do you have poops hanging out your butts?
What?
Are you done? You just said you were trying to take a shit, and then boom, here you are. Are you done? Or are you still trying to take a shit? Are you standing there trying to take a shit right now?
No, why would you think that I'd be standing here in front of you trying to take a shit?
I don't know. You do some weird shit sometimes, man. Oh, I just don't.
I think you have this fucking backwards, buddy. You're the one who's always doing some weird shit, and I'm fucking asking you what the fuck is going on. But what the fuck is going on? See? Just like right now. What the fuck is going on, bad man?
Touché, Dick. Touché. That's a good point there.
Okay. So, are you gonna tell me what's going on, or are we just gonna keep standing here staring at each other?
Okay, I need to know how to spell inclusive.
Inclusive? Why do you need to spell inclusive? That's a pretty big word for you to be spelling.
Oh, shut up! I know big fucking words like elephant. I can spell elephant.
All right, spell elephant.
I don't want to.
What?
I don't want to spell. I'm not gonna spell things just because you tell me to. We're not on a spelling bee. I asked you to spell another word. Don't ask me to spell another word when I'm trying to think of the word that I'm trying to spell already, and now I forgot what word I'm trying to spell. God damn it! This is you doing mind games with me.
You're wanting to know how to spell inclusive, and then you said you could spell elephant, and I asked you if you could spell elephant for me, and that's when you started having your little mini meltdown.
Oh, wait, hold on. Carry the 3, and then divide by 4. Oh shit, I go, okay, things are making sense here now.
What sort of math equation did you just do that is making everything make sense now?
What?
Batman, what? I don't even know what the fuck you're here for.
I wanted to know how to spell inclusive.
Good boy. All right, you remembered yourself.
Wait, why did you just call me a good boy? I'm not your dog. Calling me good boy? Like I'm some kind of an animal for you? Are you shitting me right now?
Wait, what? What? Batman, I am so fucking confused right now. I don't know if I'm in the mood for this right now, buddy.
I wanted to spell inclusive.
And why are you wanting to spell inclusive?
Well, The reason I want to spell inclusive is because...
So, I mean, we've all established and know that it is a fact that I, Mr. Deep Nutbutt, am a cannabis user. I am what people like to call a quote-unquote stoner. I don't get offended at the tome, Bro, did you just have a fucking 1800s flashback? What are you talking about, tome? I don't get offended with the term, stoner, but, the indications and implications that come along with being called a stoner, I don't care for, because the movies have really made it seem that, like, stoners are fucking incompetent, idiotic motherfuckers who shouldn't be trusted with anything important, that, you know, they can't do much else than flip burgers. And, I'm not saying that I wasn't a damn good fucking cook when I was in that field, for work. I worked at a diner in Astoria, Oregon, and I would have people come down monthly, like every single month. This company from Portland would bring his employees down because I had the best burgers in the Pacific Northwest. Those were his words. He came from Portland, Oregon, which for that travel is about 2.5 to 3 hours, depending on traffic. It could be like 4 hour drive just for some fucking burgers. I will toot my own horn. Beep, beep, motherfucker. I was the, according to the locals and everybody else, they done realized that I was the one who was cooking it. And I still won't tell my real name, so they won't fucking know that I was the one who was cooking the best burgers in the fucking area. And then all of a sudden, nobody can find the best burgers anymore. And they wonder why. Well, because I stopped cooking, buddy. I won't cook again. I had an employee that, I guess when I started working at where I work now, he was my supervisor. 1 year later, I'm the store manager, and he's gone. Anyway, he found out that I was the cook there, and he was like, "Oh my God, you made the best fucking omelets ever. I can't find another good omelet anywhere that I've gone. When are you gonna start cooking again?" I was like, "Well, I'm not gonna quit working here, so never." But anyways, so I mean, stoners can be good cooks, but suggesting that just because somebody does smoke or does use cannabis, edibles, topicals, tinctures, whatever, that they have a certain way about them. What I'm going to specifically say is, the other day I had mentioned to one of my friends that I finally, after 2 long months of working very hard at being able to, I'll let things bother me. Things bother me still. I'm not saying that things don't bother me, but I have finally gotten to the point where I can just let it go. Like, it's fine, man. Like, it is what it is. It's, and that's what it's gonna be. It is what it is. You can't do any, you can't change things to happen. Like, things happen. They happen. You can't go back in time and unchange what happened. Like, why let yourself get mad about something that happened 10 seconds ago and you can't change? So you take that breath in, you start thinking about, okay, what's going on? Breath out, how can I fix it? Or how can I adapt to make sure that this doesn't keep upsetting me? And when I got done telling them this, the words out of one of my friend's mouth was, "Well, yeah, that's easy when you're a stoner." It has nothing to do with that. Just 2 months ago, I was still a stoner. I've been a stoner for, say, I'm 35. Started smoking cannabis when I was 13. 22 years, I've been smoking cannabis. Just 2 months ago, I was ugly crying because my soon-to-be ex-wife told me she wanted a divorce. And it's still every fucking day. I don't want to get a divorce. I didn't want to get a divorce. I wanted to try to work through our problems because marriages aren't something you do because you're fucking bored. Marriages aren't fucking hobbies that you do just because you're fucking bored and it's just something to fucking do. Like, marriages take work and they take time. And they're not just fucking always rainbows and sunshine. Like, that's why when you take your vows, you say for better or for worse. Through sickness and in health. Not just getting the flu or getting a cold, but sicknesses. Like, mental sicknesses. That being said, some people are narcissistic and they just don't give a fucking shit about anybody else. And they will do whatever they want to hurt somebody else. So, I'm proving a point right now that I still let things bother me. Things still bother me. But it is what it is. I can't do anything about it. I can't change it. I can't go back 2 months ago and make it not happen. That's not gonna happen. You just gotta... It is what it is, man. Like, every time, single time I do that, by the time I breathe out, I'm smiling again. I can go on with my day. And I'm not fucking letting what happened last week, the week before, the month before, the year before, keep bothering me, man. Like, it has absolutely nothing to do with cannabis at fucking all. It has to do with my mindset and being able to be self-aware of what I'm going through in my head and how I can be a happier person like I used to be. I used to be so happy, so outgoing, and then people started doing things just to fuck with me. And I am glad that somebody recently finally told me that she was doing things just to fuck with me. So I can even easier... Have an even easier time saying it is what it is, man. It sucks, but it is what it is. And don't think that just because somebody is in a good mood that they're high or that they're on something. Like, that really makes people like not trust somebody in like intentions for them if they're going to just find out something about them and then start judging them just solely based on that. Like, don't find out, don't have me, you know, tell you, yeah, I smoke, I'm a stoner, just so you can then try to use it against me. Because that's, I don't know, man. I don't know how I feel about stuff like that. And being judged just because somebody finds out that you're a stoner, that you're autistic, and then they're just like, oh, you're a retarded stoner, okay. No. Why are you asking me for all this help if I'm retarded and just a stoner? Doesn't make much sense to me. All right, well, let's get on to the next segment. I accidentally ended that too soon and then saw that I could still record. Holy shit, this segment is long. You've got to be fucking with me right now. You can't possibly be serious. Why do you think I'm fucking with you? You saw it when we went on our road trip. You saw the lane. You saw it, okay? It said that it was for, you know, homosexual people. The what people?
Yeah, come on, Jake. Don't make me say it out loud. It's for the homosexual people.
What? I just can't hear what you're saying. All I hear is for the people.
Yeah, you saw the fucking, it said HOV lane. Come on, they have they're like an all-inclusive lane now. All the fucking transportations has these lanes now for people, the HOV lanes, and it's come on, Dick. That's really nice of them to make a lane for these people to drive in so they can get to where they want to go quicker and don't have to deal with the bullshit traffic that we have to deal with.
Wow, Batman. I fully understand that you have some good intentions behind what you may be saying, but what you said was, oh my God, highly offensive. I don't even know where to begin other than to tell you that it is an HOV lane. It is for carpooling vehicles that have more than two people in them. If you thought it was for anybody else, why would you think that we were driving in it? And the signs were very fucking specific. So how the fuck did you get? I think you're fucking with me right now.
Hold on, Dick. Are you telling me that it says HOV?
Yes. What did you think it said?
I don't even want to get into it right now.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Oh, wow, honey. This area down here, it's a really beautiful. I'm glad we got out of Canada for a few days, eh? Really pretty down here. I really like the people and the folk and stuff, you know. It's really nice down here. Why is that guy staring at us? Hey, buddy. Can I help you with something?
Yeah. I just wanted to tell you that I thought your dog looked pretty good.
Oh, thanks. It's a Newfoundland.
What?
I said it's Newfoundland, the dog.
I didn't mean your puppy. I meant your wife.
Well, that's not very nice there, buddy.
I'm not your buddy, guy.
Well, I'm not your guy, pal.
Well, I'm not your pal, friend.
Well, I'm not your friend, buddy.
Well, I already told you I'm not your buddy, guy.
Well, I already told you I'm not your guy, pal.
Well, I'm not your pal, guy.
Well, I'm not your guy, friend.
What? I don't need friends. I'm not even my own friend. I don't need friends. I don't care if you're not my friend. I don't care if you're not my friend. It just doesn't bother me at all.
Well, then why are you crying there, eh?
I'm not crying. Batman does not cry.
Well, looks like you're crying there, buddy.
Get the fuck out of here.
All right, well, that is going to wrap up episode 21 of season 3 of the Hijinks TV podcast. It has been a pleasure bringing you another exciting podcast and episode 22, which is going to be recorded and put out within the next week. I have some exciting announcements to make about the season 3 finale. I'm stoned. I forgot what I was talking about there for a minute, but I found it because guess what? My short-term memory may be inebriated slightly, but my long-term memory kicks in after, you know, depending on the information and the amount of time, pretty quick. Anyway, I forgot where I was going with that. So we will be back soon. Thank you guys so much for sharing, for inviting all your friends to share, for your continued listenership over the last three seasons. Season four is going to be coming up soon. I am planning on putting out season four by next month, in the fourth month. We've been doing this for 3 years. Holy shit. We have grown a lot, you guys. Thanks for sticking. That's a long fucking time to be sticking it out. All right. Well, we will be back soon. So, remember to hit the follow button on all the, wherever you're listening, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. There's a bunch of other ones, Breaker FM. I'll look and see exactly what they all are. Anyway, all right. Well, we'll be back next time. And remember to invite all your friends.